The history of the land of Israel is one of the most remarkable stories in the world. The stories of the patriarchs, kings, and prophets of Israel, such as Abraham and Moses, are central to Islam, Christianity, and Judaism. The traditions that these ancient stories inspired are practiced by the faithful to this very day. But what do we really know of the history of Israel? Our sources for the true story are limited to the Bible and a few extra-biblical sources. Much of what we know about Israel, then, remains limited or not corroborated by separate accounts. But with the advent of modern archaeology, scientists and researchers have new tools at their disposal to dig into old tales and cities and decipher the mysteries of the past. In this course, we will investigate traditional biblical accounts and then examine the archaeological evidence for those stories to construct a larger picture of a past that remains a vital force in our world today. For more information on this course, please visit its webpage at www.modernscholar.com, where you'll have access to links to related sites, a seminar room to share your thoughts with other students, and yes, of course, a final exam. And now we begin A History of Ancient Israel, from the Patriarchs through the Romans. Lecture 1, Abraham and the Patriarchs. And now, Professor Klein.
Welcome to this course on the history of ancient Israel. Israel, even today, remains at the center of many people's attention. It is a country sacred to three of the world's largest religions, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. Events that happen in Israel today capture the world's imagination. Events that happened in ancient Israel today capture the world's imagination. We will be taking a look during this course at the history of ancient Israel from the time of the patriarchs at the beginning of the early 2nd millennium BC, right through the Roman period, ending after the second Jewish rebellion in the 2nd century CE. Among other things, we will cover in this course history, archaeology, a bit of politics and religion, military events, economic and intellectual movements, and our sources will include everything from the Hebrew Bible, that is the Old Testament, to extra-biblical textual material left to us by the Neo-Babylonians, the Neo-Assyrians, and the Egyptians. Plus, we will pull in the evidence from archaeology wherever and whenever appropriate. And we will pay particular emphasis to the problems and to the debates that are currently embroiling the field, from the biblical minimalists who deny that David and Solomon ever existed, to discussions about the events that took place at Masada more than 2,000 years ago. The history of Israel, albeit ancient Israel, is still of relevance today, in part because many, many, many people read the Bible. Some of them read it daily, and a much larger proportion know the stories that take place in the Hebrew Bible, whether it's from childhood or from still reading them during their life today. As a result, not only are these stories familiar to everybody, but the archaeology in the region is still pertinent. Every day, or almost every day, we read something in the newspaper in terms of recent discoveries in the land of Israel or surrounding countries, Jordan, Syria, Lebanon, and so on. And so one will see stories in the media pretty much every week, or at the very least, every month. As a result, knowing your history of ancient Israel and surrounding lands will be of utmost use to you in maintaining a perspective on current events.